Hey, shalom, talmidim, yikarim. Here we go with the halachas of Erev Tisha B'Av Shechal B'Shabbos. Number one, very importantly to announce from Moreno Rabbeinu Harav Shlita, anytime you have like this, where it's going to be a nidcha, not always on Tisha B'Av on Sunday is going to be a nidcha, but like this year is a nidcha, all pregnant and nursing women are not supposed to fast, not with shiurim, they are not supposed to fast at all, according to Moreno Rabbeinu Harav Nevensal Shliti. We'll get to the dinim of someone who is not fasting and needs to make Abdullah a little later on. Here we go. Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos bathing is going to be the same as any other days of the 9 days. If you need to take off some sweat, that's going to be fine. And like whatever you've been doing up until this point will be the same dinim over here. Cutting one's nails is fine on Erev Shabbos. Fine. In terms of Shabbos clothes, when you're allowed to put them on, according we follow the sheet of the Gra, and we wear fresh, even freshly laundered Shabbos clothes is going to be fine. You're not allowed to launder them during the 9 days, but freshly laundered Shabbos clothes is fine to put on. You should not put them on too early. You should put them on generally close enough to Shabbos. You don't have to wait till the last second, but you shouldn't put them on too early on Erev Shabbos. Okay. In terms of Shabbos itself, all the 9 days stuff is going to be mutter. Everything we have mutter, even though it is Tisha B'Av and Shabbos itself, we hold that everything is going to be mutter except for Tashmi Shemitah. Okay, for all those married couples, it's going to be usher. They have Tashmi Shemitah and Lel Tisha B'Av, unless it is Lel HaTfilah. However, all other harchakos are going to be mutter. All other harchakos are going to be mutter, just Tashmi Shemitah is going to be usher. All other things, you're allowed to eat wheat, meat, obviously drink wine, and things like that is all going to be mutter on Shabbos. In terms of what you're allowed to learn on this, on Shabbos, Shechaliot, Erev Tisha B'Av, Marina Rabin, Rav Nevinson, Rosh Hamazal, and Paschal, it is mutter to learn Karagil. Okay? If one is going to learn just as well by learning things that are connected to Avelis, whatever that might be, the parts in Yirmiyah, the parts of Eicha and Kinos, and learning them up, that is going to be mutter to do, even though they're a machmer. If you're really learning Avelis stuff, you can even learn that stuff be'in. However, if one is going to not learn otherwise, one should just go ahead and be makel and learn whatever mashalibo chavetz on Shabbos, even though it is Shabbos that falls out on Tisha B'Av. Marina Rabbeinu Rav Nevensal holds that one is allowed to have a regular kiddush and shul in honor of a simcha, in honor of a yuritzite. You could have a kiddush this Shabbos. It is not going to be a problem. Furthermore, he holds that one is allowed to invite guests to the Shabbos. That's nothing over the top. Don't plan your, family reunion Shabbos on the Shabbos. It wouldn't be an appropriate time to do that. But regular Shabbos guests is not going to be fine, for sure. Inviting people that are in need, a new family that moves into the neighborhood, and all these things obviously is very much encouraged, even though it is technically Tisha B'Av. Okay, at Mincha, we will not say Tzitzchoscha, because Erev Tisha B'Av, which is its own Moed, and for also we do not say Vayehi Noam and Motzei Shabbos. Okay? Fine. Sudat Shlishit. So in terms of Shalshris, and for that matter, all the meals, you're allowed to sing Zmiros Keragil, sing as much Zmiros as you want, that is not going to be a problem. Sudat Shlishit, even if you are not normally knowing to eat necessarily meat and drink wine at Shalashuddas, Moreno Rabbeinu Nevensal said he held it is totally fine. You're allowed to have meat, wine at Shalashuddas, Karagil, or even more than Karagil, you're allowed to have at Sudat Shlishit. The one thing that people have to be very careful is that they have to finish before Shkia. You are not allowed to eat anything before Shkia, as opposed to other Shabbos where he goes, continue Shalashuddas, well into the night. At Shkia, one has to be finished eating. Okay, he's allowed to bench after Shkia. That is going to be fine, but he should not eat anything after Shkia or drink anything after Shkia. If you finish Shalosh Shittas early and you still have more time until Shkia, one is still allowed to eat up until Shkia. He could drink and make sure he gets the liquids down in order to prepare for the fast. One should not declare that I'm eating for the fast. He shouldn't say that as declarations, because that would be problems of Achana. He should just go ahead and do it. That's in terms of Sudat Shlishit. What about changing your shoes? At what point does one change his shoes? And here, as there's a different minhagim, basically between Chutz La'aretz and Eretz Yisrael. Chutz La'aretz, most people, what they do is they'll bring their shoes to shul on Erev Shabbos already. They already have their Tisha B'Av shoes waiting for them in shul, and they will go to shul, whatever it is, for Sudat Shlishit already, or for that matter, or they'll go afterwards, they'll travel to Marav, And at Marav, that is when they're going to go ahead and switch their shoes. Some even have the minhag that the chazan says Baruch Hu, and only after that, everyone goes ahead and switches their shoes. Most do it right before they daven Marav. If one forgets to bring his shoes on Erev Shabbos, then you're in a sort of a problem, because you cannot carry your Tisha B'Av shoes to Shul on Shabbos, even if there's an Eruv, that is a major problem of a Chana. That is a Chana for Motzei Tisha B'Av, for Motzei Shabbos, which is absolutely going to be usur to go ahead and do. So therefore, in that case, either he's going to have to wait and wait for a Motzei Shabbos to put on his shoes and then go to Shul, he might miss Marav in that case. I believe there's one room to be makel based on Marino Rabbeinu Rav Nevensol. Nowadays, if one is a normal pair of shoes, meaning normal, meaning that it looks normal, even though it is obviously not leather, but it's something that you could wear on Tisha B'Av, but it looks like a somewhat normal shoe, he could already go ahead and change his shoe on Shabbos and go ahead and walk to Shul. Because at the end of the day, people wear these shoes and other times also, and therefore it does not look so much like a chana, and he can go ahead and put on shoes if need be. For sure, he should better not to rely on that lechatchila, and he should bring his shoes there on Erev Shabbos in Eretz Yisrael. The minhag here is to change shoes first in your house, and then go to Shul for Marav. Either they'll have Marav later on, at a later point, or they will have, or the people will switch shoes a little bit earlier than they normally end Shabbos. The Hainu. Some people won't change their shoes until 35 minutes after Shkia, which is the general time we finish Shabbos. However, the minhag based on Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach, it's quoted also by Marino Rabbeinu Rav Nevensol, is that at 20 minutes after Shkia, already one should change his shoes. It's not a suggestion. That means by 20 minutes after Shkia, already has to have his leather shoes off. He doesn't have to put on his Tisha B'Av shoes yet. He could wear his socks if he wants. And then, but he should change, theory, take off his shoes already 20 minutes after Shkia. There will not be time for Marav yet. However, 20 minutes after Shkia is really Tzeis HaKochavim yet. We're Mach, Mer Mach, Mer Motzei Shabbos. But in terms of leather shoes, he should take them off 20 minutes after Shkia. And then, at any point after that, put on his Tisha B'Av shoes. And then he'll walk to Marav in his Tisha B'Av shoes. Okay, one should be Mazer their wives also to make sure that they know the Halachos also in terms of these things. Obviously, if you want to take a little mouthwash before Tisha B'Av, then you should do that before Shkia also. Okay? In terms of Havdalah and Motzei Tisha B'Av, this is the following halachas. So everyone, whether you're fasting or you're not fasting on Tisha B'Av, everyone is going to say a Borei Mariah Eish. You have to say it on Motzei Shabbos. There's no problem with Hanah or anything. Saying a Borei Mariah Eish, there's no problem with Tisha B'Av. Therefore, everyone says a Borei Mariah Eish in Shul. Generally, they'll do it in Shul right before Eicha. A woman, sometimes gets stuck, if she's not at Eicha, what is she going to do? So, it's not the best thing, that sometimes her husband will wait to say Borim HaReish until he gets home. However, I suggest, based on Rosh Shlomo Zalman, Mov Poskim hold that a woman could go ahead and say their own Borim HaReish. They should put two candles together and say their own Borim HaReish, even if it's at their own home, or go to maybe a neighbor might be saying the Borim HaReish. There, if they can hear from a man, that's great. If not, they should just go ahead and do it themselves. Everyone, whether you're fasting or not fasting, no one says a Borei Neim B'Samim. That means this Motzei Shabbos, this week, we'll know there will be no Borei Neim B'Samim, because if you don't do it on Motzei Shabbos, you don't say it in Havdalah, at least afterwards. So no one says a Borei Neim B'Samim. But someone who is not fasting, I know, like we said before, someone who's pregnant or nursing, or for that matter, a chola who needs to be eating, so they have to say Havdalah before they go out and eat, just like any other Motzei Shabbos, they have to say Havdalah. Over here, there's a couple of things with Havdalah. Number one, Havdalah, we don't say the Hine Kel Yishuasi, all the introduction psukim, those are left out if you say Havdalah on Motzei Shabbos. That is what you said. In terms of the Nusach of the rest of the Havdalah, as we said, the Borim HaReish, they could say it amongst their own Havdalah if they're going to be doing Havdalah anyways. They leave out the Borim Hine B'Samim, but they do say Havdalah on a drink. What drink do you say? So that is a machlokas in the posting of the Briskarov quoted in Moreno Rabbeinu Nevensol Vayitzvayitzchay Kareya in his Mishtabura. He quotes the Briskarov saying that you could even do it on wine. He has a whole cheshbon that Tisha B'Av itself is back to a dinim of Avelis. It's not a dinim of Aninus. Okay, Rav Shlomo Zalman disagreed, and therefore Moreno Rabbeinu Nevensol disagreed over there, and he held you're not allowed to do it on a kos of wine, and therefore you have to do it on a chamer medina. That means either beer, tea, coffee. If you're using tea or coffee, you probably should do iced tea or iced coffee, or else it's going to be difficult to drink the correct shear. If you don't have one of those things that are most definitely chamer medina, then you can do it on a fresh juice. That might not a juice from concentrate, but a real juice would be fine also. If you're doing one of these things, you make obviously a shakomi abidvaro instead of a brei priya guffin. That is muvan me'alav. And the last thing is, those who are fasting, so they have not heard Havdalah yet. if they happen to be in a house where there is a man making Havdalah because he is not fasting, so he could be Yotzei the Havdalah by the man who's not fasting on Motzei Shabbos, and therefore he would not have to make a Havdalah again on Motzei Tisha B'Av. But either if there's just a woman who is a Suffolk, whether she's really Chayiv in Havdalah, if there's just a woman, or for that matter, no one saying Havdalah on Motzei Shabbos, which is the Rove cases, in that case, those cases, then the man has to make a Havdalah on Motzei Tisha B'Av. When Tisha B'Av goes out, before he breaks his fast, he's going to have to make Havdalah. There's no Borei Me'aresh because he already did it on Motzei Shabbos. There's no Borei Me'nebesamim anymore because we only do it on Motzei Shabbos. Therefore, all that's left to say is the Borei Priya Gofen and Baruch HaMavdil Ben Kodesh Shechol. That is what he does when he does Havdalah on Motzei Tisha. He also leaves out the Tekinene Kel Yishuasi, just Borei Priya Gofen and HaMavdil Ben Kodesh Shechol. That is what he's going to make on Motzei Tisha B'Av. And the last thing I did forget, though, in Maariv, on Motzei Shabbos, you do say Havdalah there. You do Havdalah betfilos. It's not on a coast. You could say Havdalah betfilos. You say Atachon Otano on Motzei Shabbos. So hopefully that is the dinam of Erev Shabbos, Erev Tisha B'Av, Shechal Yot B'Shabbos. I hope you guys enjoyed. Ad Kan.